Isaiah 25. Yahweh, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things, things planned long ago, in complete faithfulness and truth. For you have made a city into a heap, a fortified city into a ruin, a palace of strangers to be no city. It will never be built. Therefore, a strong people will glorify you. A city of awesome nations will fear you, for you have been a stronghold to the poor, a stronghold to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shade from the heat, when the blast of the dreaded ones is like a storm against the wall. As the heat in a dry place, you will bring down the noise of strangers. As the heat by the shade of a cloud, the song of the dreaded ones will be brought low. In this mountain, Yahweh of armies will make all peoples a feast of choice meat, a feast of choice wines, a choice meat full of marrow, of well-refined choice wines. He will destroy in this mountain the surface of the covering that covers all peoples, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He has swallowed up death forever. The Lord Yahweh will wipe away tears from off all faces. He will take the reproach of his people away from off all the earth, for Yahweh has spoken it. It shall be said in that day, Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is Yahweh. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation, for Yahweh's hand will rest in this mountain. Moab will be trodden down in his place, even like straw is trodden down in the water of the dunghill. He will spread out his hands in the middle of it, like one who swims spreads out hands to swim. But his pride will be humbled together with the craft of his hands. He has brought the high fortress of your walls down, laid low, and brought to the ground, even to the dust. Isaiah 26. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God appoints salvation for walls and bulwarks. Open the gates, that the righteous nation may enter, the one which keeps faith. You will keep whoever's mind is steadfast in perfect peace, because he trusts in you. Trust in Yahweh forever, for in Yahweh is an everlasting rock. For he has brought down those who dwell on high, the lofty city. He lays it low, even to the ground. He brings it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor, and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. You who are upright make the path of the righteous level. Yes, in the way of your judgments, Yahweh, we have waited for you. Your name and your renown are the desire of our soul. With my soul I have desired you in the night. Yes, with my spirit within me I will seek you earnestly. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. Let favor be shown to the wicked, yet he will not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness he will deal wrongfully and will not see Yahweh's majesty. Yahweh, your hand is lifted up, yet they don't see, but they will see your zeal for the people and be disappointed. Yes, fire will consume your adversaries. Yahweh, you will ordain peace for us, for you have also done all our work for us. Yahweh our God, other lords besides you have had dominion over us, but we will only acknowledge your name. The dead shall not live. The departed spirits shall not rise. Therefore you have visited and destroyed them, and caused all memory of them to perish. You have increased the nation, O Yahweh. You have increased the nation. You are glorified. You have enlarged all the borders of the land. Yahweh, in trouble they have visited you. They poured out a prayer when your chastening was on them. Just as a woman with child who draws near the time of her delivery is in pain and cries out in her pangs, so we have been before you, Yahweh. We have been with child. We have been in pain. We gave birth, it seems, only to wind. We have not worked any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Your dead shall live, their dead bodies shall arise. Awake and sing, you who dwell in the dust, for your dew is like the dew of herbs, and the earth will cast out the departed spirits. Come, my people, enter into your rooms, and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourself for a little moment until the indignation is past. For behold, Yahweh comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also will disclose her blood and will no longer cover her slain. Isaiah 27. In that day, Yahweh with his hard and great and strong sword will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent, and Leviathan, the twisted serpent, and he will kill the dragon that is in the sea. In that day, sing to her, a pleasant vineyard. I, Yahweh, am its keeper. I will water it every moment, lest anyone damage it. I will keep it night and day. Wrath is not in me, but if I should find briars and thorns, I would do battle. I would march on them, and I will burn them together. Or else let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me. Let him make peace with me. In days to come, Jacob will take root. Israel will blossom and bud. They will fill the surface of the world with fruit. Has he struck them as he struck those who struck them? Or are they killed like those who killed them were killed? In measure, when you send them away, you contend with them. He has removed them with his rough blast in the day of the east wind. Therefore, by this the iniquity of Jacob will be forgiven, and this is all the fruit of taking away his sin, that he makes all the stones of the altar as chalk stones that are beaten in pieces, so that the Asherah poles and the incense altars shall rise no more. For the fortified city is solitary, a habitation deserted and forsaken like the wilderness. The calf will feed there, and there he will lie down and consume its branches. When its boughs are withered, they will be broken off. The women will come and set them on fire, for they are a people of no understanding. Therefore he who made them will not have compassion on them, and he who formed them will show them no favor. It will happen in that day that Yahweh will thresh from the flowing stream of the Euphrates to the brook of Egypt, and you will be gathered one by one, children of Israel. It will happen in that day that a great trumpet will be blown, and those who were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, and those who were outcast in the land of Egypt shall come, and they will worship Yahweh in the holy mountain at Jerusalem. Isaiah 28. Woe to the crown of pride of the drunkards of Ephraim, and to the fading flower of his glorious beauty, which is on the head of the fertile valley of those who are overcome with wine. Behold, the Lord has one who is mighty and strong, like a storm of hail, a destroying storm, and like a storm of mighty waters overflowing. He will cast them down to the earth with his hand. The crown of pride of the drunkards of Ephraim will be trodden underfoot. The fading flower of his glorious beauty, which is on the head of the fertile valley, shall be like the first ripe fig before the summer, which someone picks and eats as soon as he sees it. In that day, Yahweh of armies will become a crown of glory and a diadem of beauty to the residue of his people, and a spirit of justice to him who sits in judgment, and strength to those who turn back the battle at the gate. They also reel with wine and stagger with strong drink. The priest and the prophet reel with strong drink. They are swallowed up by wine. They stagger with strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are completely full of filthy vomit and filthiness. Whom will he teach knowledge? To whom will he explain the message? Those who are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts? For it is precept on precept, precept on precept, line on line, line on line, here a little, there a little. But he will speak to this nation with stammering lips and in another language, to whom he said, "This is the resting place, give rest to the weary, and this is the refreshing," yet they would not hear. Therefore Yahweh's word will be to them precept on precept, precept on precept, line on line, line on line, here a little, there a little, that they may go, fall backward, be broken, be snared, and be taken. Therefore hear Yahweh's word, you scoffers, that rule this people in Jerusalem. Because you have said, "We have made a covenant with death, and we are in agreement with Sheol," when the overflowing scourge passes through, it won't come to us, for we have made lies our refuge, and we have hidden ourselves under falsehood. Therefore the Lord Yahweh says, "Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone of a sure foundation. He who believes shall not act hastily. I will make justice the measuring line, and righteousness the plumb line. The hail will sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters will overflow the hiding place. Your covenant with death shall be annulled, and your agreement with Sheol shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge passes through, then you will be trampled down by it. As often as it passes through, it will seize you, for morning by morning it will pass through, by day and by night, and it will be nothing but terror to understand the message. For the bed is too short to stretch out on, and the blanket is too narrow to wrap oneself in. For Yahweh will rise up as on Mount Perazim. He will be angry as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his unusual work, and bring to pass his act, his extraordinary act. Now therefore, don't be scoffers, lest your bonds be made strong. For I have heard a decree of destruction from the Lord Yahweh of armies on the whole earth. Give ear and hear my voice. Listen and hear my speech. Does he who plows to sow plow continually? Does he keep turning the soil and breaking the clods? When he has leveled its surface, doesn't he plant the dill and scatter the cumin seed and put in the wheat in rows? The barley in the appointed place and the spelt in its place? For his God instructs him in right judgment and teaches him. For the dill isn't threshed with a sharp instrument, neither is a cart wheel turned over the cumin, but the dill is beaten out with a stick, and the cumin with a rod. Bread flour must be ground, so he will not always be threshing it. Although he drives the wheel of his threshing cart over it, his horses don't grind it. This also comes out from Yahweh of armies, who is wonderful in counsel and excellent in wisdom. Isaiah 29. Woe to Ariel, Ariel, the city where David encamped. Add year to year, let the feasts come around. Then I will distress Ariel, and there will be mourning and lamentation. She shall be to me as an altar hearth. I will encamp against you all around, and will lay siege against you with posted troops. I will raise siege works against you. You will be brought down, and will speak out of the ground. Your speech will mumble out of the dust. Your voice will be as of one who has a familiar spirit, out of the ground, and your speech will whisper out of the dust. But the multitude of your foes will be like fine dust, and the multitude of the ruthless ones like chaff that blows away. Yes, it will be in an instant, suddenly. She will be visited by Yahweh of armies with thunder, with earthquake, with great noise, with whirlwind and storm, and with the flame of a devouring fire. The multitude of all the nations that fight against Ariel, even all who fight against her and her stronghold, and who distress her, will be like a dream, a vision of the night. It will be like when a hungry man dreams, and behold, he eats, but he awakes and his hunger isn't satisfied. Or like when a thirsty man dreams, and behold, he drinks, but he awakes, and behold, he is faint, and he is still thirsty. The multitude of all the nations that fight against Mount Zion will be like that. Pause and wonder. Blind yourselves and be blind. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For Yahweh has poured out on you a spirit of deep sleep, and has closed your eyes, the prophets, and he has covered your heads, the seers. All vision has become to you like the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one who is educated, saying, "Read this, please," and he says, "I can't, for it is sealed." And the book is delivered to one who is not educated, saying, "Read this, please," and he says, "I can't read." The Lord said, "Because this people draws near me with their mouth and honors me with their lips, but they have removed their heart far from me, and their fear of me is a commandment of men which has been taught. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder, and the wisdom of their wise men will perish, and the understanding of their prudent men will be hidden. Woe to those who deeply hide their counsel from Yahweh, and whose deeds are in the dark, and who say, 'Who sees us and who knows us?' You turn things upside down. Should the potter be thought to be like clay, that the thing made should say about him who made it, 'He didn't make me,' or the thing formed say of him who formed it, 'He has no understanding?' Isn't it yet a very little while, and Lebanon will be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field will be regarded as a forest? In that day the deaf will hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind will see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The humble also will increase their joy in Yahweh, and the poor among men will rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the ruthless is brought to nothing, and the scoffer ceases, and all those who are alert to do evil are cut off, who cause a person to be indicted by a word, and lay a snare for one who reproves in the gate, and who deprive the innocent of justice with false testimony. Therefore Yahweh, who redeemed Abraham, says concerning the house of Jacob, 'Jacob shall no longer be ashamed, neither shall his face grow pale. But when he sees his children, the work of my hands in the middle of him, they will sanctify my name. Yes, they will sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and will stand in awe of the God of Israel. They also who err in spirit will come to understanding, and those who grumble will receive instruction.'"